Hello, and welcome to the first Retail Energy Co podcast of 2024. My name's Paul Rock, and I'm the Head of Communications here at the REC Code Manager. On today's podcast, I'm going to be speaking with C&C Group, the service provider of the Electricity Inquiry Service, or EES, which some of you may know as ECHOS. I'm joined by Sarah Mower, one of the team at C&C Group, who'd like to tell us a bit about the ECHOS suggestion box and some of the suggestions that users of the EES have written in with. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the podcast and a happy new year to you. To start with, I'm not sure everyone will be aware that there is a suggestion box, so could you tell us a little bit more about it, please?
Hi, Paul. Happy New Year. Thanks for inviting me. There's been an ECHOS suggestion box for a long time, and we're pleased to say that we get quite a few suggestions from people who use the service, and it's a great way for us to find out about how what they need and what they'd like from the service, really.
Great. Sounds good. So what happens with the suggestions?
We share these with RECO and the code manager on a monthly basis, and what we're looking for are any themes that we could act on.
What sort of suggestions are users making?
Well, mainly they fall into three rough categories. The first one is about login timeouts, very popular. We get loads of feedback on this. Secondly, we get a kind of mixture of requests from people to understand a bit more about where data comes from and what types of things they'd like to see as an addition to the service. And then finally, we get a lot of comments about the background photos that we use.
I do like your background photos. I pay a lot of attention to those myself. Fantastic. So let's start with the login timeout. You say this is a very popular subject. What are the problems that users are experiencing and reporting to you with respect to logins?
Well, this one's interesting because the current timeout is set to 55 minutes, which is quite a standard timeout for this kind of service. So what we really want to know from people is if they're experiencing a timeout less than 55 minutes, what sort of things are they doing at the time? For example, if they got loads of ECHOS windows open, are they getting any error messages, anything like that? We've started to reach out to some individuals to see if they have any examples that they can share with us so we can look more closely at these. We've had some useful feedback so far, so we'll keep looking into that.
All right, great. So what about the second category you mentioned, data and requests?
Yeah, it's really important to understand where people are struggling. We're often asked where the data comes from. So the EES takes its data from two different sources at the moment. The first is a snapshot from each of the electricity retail data services. Some people remember that as MPRS. We also receive most of the supplier and data history and the metering data this way. We also receive data from the central switching service, who provide us switching data and some of the address data. In the suggestion box, we'll sometimes have requests to change data, or users may ask why the data they see is not as expected.
So what can users do?
Because the EES is receiving the data, which is owned by other services, we're unable to change the data, but we can signpost people to a few things to check first. So if it's data about a recent switch, it's worth being aware that there's a slight time difference depending on when you look at a particular MPAN. We receive ERDA data overnight and it appears in the EES the next day. So if someone's looking at switching data, that arrives in near real time. So it's possible in a few cases that CSS data is more up to date than the rest of the data. However, the following day, it should be all aligned. If somebody thinks a data item is wrong, like a meter serial number, perhaps, it could indicate that a data flow that either they or another party has not processed correctly and therefore has not come through to the ERDA and then onto the EES. If those sorts of checks have been exhausted, users can drop an email to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk and then it can be routed to the right technical team to look into that.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. That should get the issue raised to the right people.
Yes, Paul, it's probably worth me mentioning that although we check the suggestion box quite frequently, it's not linked to a support desk. So where people need a direct answer in the quickest time frame, inquiries is definitely the best route in.
Great. You also mentioned that people have requested changes to you. Could you give us some examples of the type of changes that people have requested?
Yeah, we get some really interesting ideas and suggestions. Some recent examples are one user told us they'd like to be able to edit addresses directly in the EES. Another user said that it would be great to have a meter location on the EES as technical details in a data flow don't always contain them. We also get requests from people who use the secure data exchange part of the service, and they say that they'd like to see new process types implemented.
And how could people go about getting these kind of suggestions implemented?
Well, we'll talk to Recco and the code manager about the suggestions to see if any changes can be made. In addition to this, some of the EES users might not be aware that they can raise a change to a REC service using the REC change process.
Yeah, that's right, Sarah. In the first instance, we recommend people talk to the person within their own organisation who might be the REC contract manager. Contract managers being the main point of contact for REC issues and changes. They might already be aware if the issues have already been raised, or if not, they might be able to support you raising a change with the co-manager.
Great. Thanks, Paul. Also, each company who uses the EES will have a master admin user, and they might be able to point them in a similar direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, you mentioned the final category was the background photographs using EES. I know I've paid attention, but it's a surprise that that's such a common theme raised for your suggestion box.
Yeah, we're quite surprised too, but the majority of comments are really positive. When people are in the service all day, it's these little things that can brighten the day. And that's the main feedback we get from people. We're really glad that people enjoy them. Occasionally, we get a few messages that comment on individual photos where people aren't quite so keen or on a particular location or subject, but we do try and suit all the tastes.
Fantastic. So, Sarah, just any final thoughts or key messages you'd like to leave to the EES users from today's podcast?
Yeah, I guess the suggestion box is so helpful, but remember that it's not permanently manned. So if you have an issue with the service not being available, or that sort of incident, should be emailed to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. It may be that the help desk would already be aware of an issue and they could give you some details immediately on that.
And in that sort of event, is there anything else people can try to get information through as well?
Yes, we have a web page people can check, which will tell you if there are any issues with the service that have already been raised. It's cncgroup.statushub.io. That will show you a dashboard with the current status. Another takeaway would be to get to know your REC contract manager or the master admin user who's in your organisation. We know sometimes not everyone knows everybody, especially in a big organisation, but I think if you really struggle, you could drop a note to the inquiries mailbox and they might tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a record of the contract managers and the master admin users, so we can definitely point people in the right direction if they're unsure.
And if there are any contract managers or MAUs listening today who could pass on our messages or share the podcast with the people using the EES, that would be really helpful. And I guess my final main message is to thank everybody that has taken the time to send us the suggestions. I'd like them to know we are listening and the suggestions are a valuable insight into the types of thing that impacts people on a day-to-day basis. We're not able to answer everybody individually, but rest assured they are looked into.
Sarah, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you today about the EES and Echo's suggestion box. I've learned a lot about the process and the benefits, and I'm sure that our listeners will have too. But that's all we have time for on today's podcast. If you've got any thoughts about this podcast or suggestions for podcast topics in the future, do get in touch by emailing inquiries@recmanager.co.uk, and I'll speak to you on the next one.